The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W Lee. Go Tigers!
The varsity girls of Auburn High School get it done over Central Phoenix City, and now it's time to see if the varsity boys can do the same. Hello, everybody. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, as we get you ready for tip-off between Auburn and Central, the Tigers and the Red Devils. And before we tell you about this game tonight, we need to tell you about what happened the last time these two teams met, which was back on January 3rd on the campus of Central, right? The Red Devils were at home that night. That was on a Friday night, where it was a 75-63 loss for your Auburn High Tigers, and mainly because Jacoby Hill, who wears number zero, you're going to hear his name a lot tonight. He scored 30 against this Auburn High team, and they just could not stop him. He did it all. He hit shots outside. He got in transition. He dunked it in our face. He did everything you think he could do, and he took control of that basketball game. But here's the thing. Antoine Daniels had 25 points of his own. And we know that Antoine and a lot of guys on this Auburn High team are good enough to spark individual runs and go toe-to-toe with a guy like Jacoby Hill. It's pretty simple. Just don't give up 30 points to one player, and you're probably in a pretty good spot. And there's a lot of things on the line for this game tonight. Second matchup, of course, of the season. The first time was Central winning 75-63. This is also the third game of the week for Auburn High, so keep that in mind. It's redemption time. For this Auburn High team, you have to win this game to get some bragging rights, to make Central kind of humbled a little bit, but also you have an area title to try and compete for. Here's the thing. What we just saw in the Auburn High Central girls game, it's reversed those roles in the Auburn High boys game. If Central comes in here tonight and wins on the road, they will claim the Area 4 title. If Auburn wins, we force, and the area is still up for grabs. We'd have to win out and could get to a coin toss that would decide who would host those area games. So that's what's up for grabs tonight between Auburn and Central. We'll tell you more about it. Again, trying to get Braylee Winfrey on the broadcast as well. If we do, great. If not, we'll get you starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Central. All that right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
We are just moments away from starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Central. The girls got it done. It's time for the boys to do the same as we are live right here on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Appreciate you spending your Friday night with us. On 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Man, we're having a lot of fun this season. as the Auburn High Tigers and the Central Red Devils. Auburn High comes into the game 19-6 overall, 2-1 in area four play. Central 24-4, 4-0 overall in area play. And now they played the extra area game, so they could secure it right here on the road at the on the campus of Auburn High. And as we get the starting line, I just want to remind you that Central is the number two team in the state, and Auburn is the number eight team in the state as they are announcing the starting lineups for the Central Red Devils. We'll get those, play the intro, and get you the Tigers starting lineups as well. Just a few moments away between Auburn and Central as we get those for you. Again, starting lineups are going to be brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. Time for starting lineups here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Tonight's starting lineups are brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. We'll start with the visiting Central Red Devils, the one that dropped 30 on this team a few weeks ago. He wears number zero. It's Jacoby Hill. Wearing number one will be Bryce Dawson. Also wearing number three is Des Williams. It's Jonah Jones wearing number four and Jaden Sford, who will wear number five. So how about this? One, two, three, four, and five. It's Hill, Dawson, Williams, Jones, and Ford. The five on the floor for Central to get things started. As Auburn is getting their starting lineups introduced, it is Joseph Hightower, Trendon Maynor. Looks like it's going to be Tyler Dixon. It'll be Antoine Daniels and Tabari Allen. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, a proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. And here quickly, we're going to talk with Braylee Winfrey, the star player for Auburn High girls, as they get the win over Central. If you can hear me, congratulations on your win tonight.
Thank you so much.
What's it like to secure an area right here on the home floor and do it against that Central Red Devil team?
Oh, it feels amazing. I mean, once again, we prepared, and defense was our main focus again. I think tonight my team and I, we did really good on defense, which got us transition on offense. So I think our defense was really, like, we locked in and we did good on defense today, which we also worked on. So it was great to get that win.
Had you with 14. Daly had 11. Those all coming in the first half off of three made threes. I was talking about, she doesn't make those in that first quarter. The result may have been different because of the how the lead got shrunk. Talk about Daly starting to come out a little bit here down the stretch.
Yes. Before the game, you know, we were just talking to Daly. We were like, we've been getting her in the gym, you know, like going together. We'll come like late at night, you know, just shooting on the machine and stuff. And like, we just had a pep talk with her. We were like, come on, Daly, like, we need you this game, you know. We're going to need those threes. And she did that. She came out and she did her part. So,
do you have a prediction for this game right here? We're just tipped underway. Auburn High moving left to right on your radio dial. Central will be moving right to left. I know who you're going to pick, but go ahead and give it anyway. Your prediction right here.
Auburn, for sure.
There you go. Braylee, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Braylee Winfrey joining us on the broadcast, and we're just underway between Auburn and Central, and it's a laid-in bucket on the other end. Jaden Sford is able to get the game started. 2-0 Central, just 25 seconds into the opening quarter. We told you Auburn High moving left to right. They turned it over on the first position. We're wearing our home whites with the pink Auburn and numbers on front and back with the white tops and bottoms. Central is in their road blacks. It's got Central and the numbers written in red on front and back in the shredded red trim down the side. Antoine works his way into the lane, throws it up, was in the act of shooting. Yes, it was. And so Antoine Daniels will work his way to the charity stripe. We appreciate Braylee Winfrey once again joining us on the broadcast, the star for the Auburn High girls as they clinch the area here at home, and they do it over Central. Great game that was. Excited to talk to head coach Courtney Pritchett coming up at the half of this very game. 2-0 Central, just less than a minute in to the opening quarter, and Antoine Daniels breaks the scoring open for Auburn High. It's one on the board for the Tigers. Antoine averaging 13.5 points per game. I told you he had 24 the last time out against this Central team. Just wasn't enough as the Tigers fall by 12, and that score doesn't tell the whole story. And Antoine, a rare miss at the line, goes 1-for-2. The Devils will walk it up the floor. Jacoby Hill, we told you, you're going to hear his name a lot tonight. He's guarded by Tyler Dixon. It is now on the right side of the floor. It's into the hands of Jaden Sford, who made the first bucket for the Red Devils. Cross-court pass, wide open three in the corner, and he got it. Bryce Dawson was left open, and the closeout wasn't enough. It's 5-1 Central early here on the road, 6:45 in the first quarter. Starters again for Auburn, Trendon Maynard, Antoine Daniels, Joseph Hightower, Tabari Allen, and Tyler Dixon. Those are the five to start the floor. There's five on the floor to start the game, rather, for head coach Chris Brandt and this Auburn High team. Dixon works it to the left wing for Trendon Maynard. He wants a three, can't find it, and Jacoby Hill is able to secure the board. Hill gets to the half court, pushes it to the corner. That's an 18-foot jumper, not that time, and into the hands of Tyler Dixon. He's got a one-on-two, now a one-on-three. Poked out from behind, it was Des Williams who got a fingertip on it. It'll stay with Auburn High basketball. If you haven't joined us for an Auburn High boys game on the broadcast just yet this season, get ready. I have to talk really fast sometimes because it's hard to keep up with two teams like this who want to run, and then run a little bit more. As Central pokes it out on the inbound, it'll be now a sideline inbound in front of the Central bench on the far side of the floor. As this gym is filled up nicely, standing room only on the end zones, up top are full. Bleachers are nearly full on each side. Daniels gets to the lane, finds the backdoor cut from Joseph Hightower, who lays it in. Antoine got stuck in the paint, and his guard helped him out. It's 5-3 Central leads now. Central leads 5-3 with 6 minutes to go, counting down in the first quarter. Auburn on the defensive end. It's Joseph Hightower guarding the ball handler on the left-hand side. It is Bryce Dawson who hit the big three just a moment ago. Dawson's got it at the point. Swung around now for Jaden's four. They'll work it back now into the corner for Dawson. Tries to go down low for Hill. He's guarded by Dixon, and Tyler's going to get called for the foul. Had the arm stuck in there. And those are cheap fouls, not the incorrect call, just saying those are cheap fouls that Tyler Dixon, who appears to be the main guarder of Jacoby Hill, stands at 6'4", 184 pounds, since Tyler Dixon can't afford to pick up fouls like that. Near turnover off the inbound, ends up with a free throw line jumper for Jacoby Hill, and he's going to knock that down every single time. Auburn's got to put more pressure on Zero and Black. It's 7-3 Central leads. 5:20 in the first quarter. Maynard off the right side. Looks for the screen. Doesn't get it. Cuts baseline. Picks it up. Cut off. Now he looks for the backdoor cut. It's Dixon. Goes up off the glass. Leaves it short. And pulled down by Jacoby Hill. Pulled down by Bryce Dawson. Kick to the corner. Open three for the Devils. Can't find it. And Auburn is able to clear. Tabari Allen, his first three won't go. His first shot attempt in the game as well, left it short. And Central is pushing up the floor now with Jacoby Hill. He'll pull it back out with 4:45 to play. Goes around Antoine. The alley-oop is there. Throws it up, and Jonah Jones was on the receiving end. Two Tigers came to defend Jacoby Hill, and it left the back door wide open for Jonah Jones. It's a six-point lead for Central. Hightower works on the far side of the floor. He'll bring it up to the point, and a fake handoff now at the right-hand side. Lost it. Goes out of bounds. Nearly goes out of bounds. He's able to save it with 4:20 in the first quarter. It's Tabari Allen. Turns the corner with the left hand. Works his way to the lane and kissed it off the window. Good take by Tabari Allen. He's on the board, and the Tigers are back within four. Spin move on the far corner now in front of the Auburn High bench. Jacoby Hill fakes a three, gets Antoine out of his shoes. The alley-oop attempt was blocked. Here comes Antoine, eyes up down the floor, goes around one, floats it from 4 feet, left it short, gets his own board, puts it back up, and gets the kiss off the back iron. Antoine's up to three, and Tigers are back within two. Now running in transition are the Red Devils. They kick it to the corner for Ford. Left hill wide open from NBA range, won't go, and Joseph Hightower will slow it down for Auburn. 9-7 is Auburn's deficit, just two. With 3:35 in the first quarter, Hampton Jordan set to sub in for the Tigers at the next dead ball. It's Antoine Daniels at the point. He'll be guarded by Jacoby Hill, so keep an eye out for that matchup tonight. It's Dixon on the left side, aggressive with the basketball with the left hand. Maynard thought about the volleyball line three. Now he picks up his dribble. Daniels in the corner. He wants a three, short, and fought for underneath, and it is the Devils and Ford who look to push. Three on one, and it was blocked. It was blocked by Trendon Maynard on the alley-oop attempt. Heck of an effort by Zero and White. Leads to a three-point opportunity, and they knock it down. Bryce Dawson has 6 points on two made threes. It was Maynard who was left on an island, made the right play. It was just too many numbers for Central. They're back up by five. 12-7 the score, 2:50 to play. It's Antoine Daniels straight away, looks to get the offense going, and now he does. It's Tabari Allen here on the near side. Same starting five, no subs yet. Again, three Tigers are now at the scorer's table, ready to check in. Maynard underneath, floats it, step back from 4 feet. And he sticks it. Trendon Maynard off of one leg, just a pure shot from zero in white, and he gets back on defense in the near corner. It is Ford. He'll bring it all the way back up to the top. Tigers play a 2-3 extended zone now. 2:15 in the first quarter. Not many stoppages so far. It's 12-9 Central. Feed to the right side of the floor. It is Ford, who's guarded by Tyler Dixon. Now it's a three on the near side. Too strong, and rebound fought for underneath. Going to be nearly out of bounds. Hightower saves it, and then Tamari Allen tries to save it off a Red Devil, and he does. They left Bryce Dawson open again on this left side of the floor. Got to find a body and get a closeout on him. Lucky he wasn't able to knock that one down. And the Tigers come up with the basketball, trailing by three. We're under two to play in this first quarter. Subs come in for Auburn High. Peyton Plott, Hampton, Jordan, Carl, Lindsay are in. For the Tigers, the two starters who stay out there are Trendon Maynard and Tabari Allen. Lindsay, the sniper, has it straight away. Now into the speedy point guard's hands of Peyton Plott. Thought about the three, didn't take it. He's closed out on Jacoby Hill. Now it's Trendon Maynard on the right side. Bounce pass to Jordan. Hand off fake to Maynard. Now he's calling for it. He gets it with 1:30 to play. Auburn, not a whole lot doing on this possession. It's Lindsay on the near side. Tries to go down low for Jordan, not there. Hand off for Tabari Allen. Thought about the three. Now he takes the three, and he can't make the three. Into the hands of Jacoby Hill. As he looks to split the defense on the left side, he does. Gets one Tiger to go up, two Tigers to go up. Hampton Jordan pulls down the rebound. Good play by Jacoby Hill. Got everything but the bucket. We continue to play on in this first quarter with 105 in the opening frame. 12-9. Auburn leads Central with a minute to play in the first quarter. It is Hampton Jordan off the right side. Bounce pass from Trendon Maynard into the feet of Tabari Allen. If that had a little bit more bounce on it, Allen had a chance at a play underneath. Maynard taps his chest, says that's on me. And Trendon Maynard will sub out on that. Brings in Cash Reef, the 5'11 junior guard for the Tigers. Has been bringing really good minutes here recently for this Auburn High team. And clock counting down from 50 seconds to play. 12-9. Is the score. 45 seconds. Hill steps up, buries the three, and lets Tabari Allen know about it. My goodness. See how long they let players do that tonight. Jacoby Hill's up to five. Tabari Allen was a perfect defending spot. Jacoby Hill just rose up and knocked it down. It's 15-9. Auburn trails. It's Lindsay straight away with 25. Now it's Reef on the right side with 24. He swarmed. Lindsay down low. Had the backdoor cut. He was tripped, and he was. That's a foul on Jacoby Hill. Keep that in mind. It was a trip on Jacoby Hill. Zero and black. Their lead scorer on the year. He picks up his first foul. And Tabari Allen will sub out. Brings Antoine Daniels, the leading scorer for this Tigers team, back in. For the final 20 seconds of this first quarter, a stack play out of bounds for Auburn on the right side underneath. It'll be Lindsay to throw it in. And the stack in order, Jordan, Plott, Reef, and Daniels. Lindsay looks to get it in, can't find anybody, throws the lob to Hampton Jordan to the far side of the floor, works his way into the lane and throws it away. Nobody home. Nobody home for Auburn. It's out of bounds off of Central, or off of Auburn rather, and it is Central basketball. 15 seconds. In the first quarter, Jacoby Hill to inbound, and the Red Devils moving right to left. They got the length of the floor to go. It's Des Williams guarded by Peyton Plott, step for step. Williams on the right with nine. Used an extra step in the lane. He lays it in with an extra step. Daniels at the buzzer. Good if it goes. It does not. Oh, my goodness. Des Williams took three steps to get to the bucket, and he laid it in. And Central leads 17-9. We head to the second quarter. Don't go anywhere. Auburn High basketball continues after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the orthopedic clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the orthopedic clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
We start the second quarter with a missed alley-oop attempt from Central. They did that a lot the first time we played. They've thrown three or four of them here so far, and it was a foul called underneath on Auburn High on the alley-oop attempt. Was that going to be technically in the act of shooting? It should not be. It's not. It's going to be a baseline inbound for the Central Red Devils. Having a conversation are the Zebras at the watering hole. 17-9 is Central's lead over your Auburn High Tigers. Just 8 seconds into this second quarter, and they do call it in the act of shooting. He never had his hands on the basketball. It was never a shot attempt. He jumped. How was that in the act of shooting on an app? I don't understand that. I don't think that's the right call. I really don't. Either way, puts Jonah Jones at the line, and he flushes the first. First half action of tonight's game is brought to you by Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Jones goes 2 for 2. He's got 4, and Central has their biggest lead. It's 10. Doesn't feel like it. Does not feel like it's a 10-point deficit, but that's how good this Central team is. And the number 2 ranked team in the state for a reason. Lindsey couldn't get the 3 off on the left-hand side. Now he crossover dribble, fakes the bounce pass, and he travels. Carl Lindsey travels. And the first possession of the second half for Auburn is a turnover. Substitutions will come into the game. Auburn will bring a couple of starters back on the floor, 3 of them to be exact, as Tamari Allen, Trendon Maynard, and Tyler Dixon will step in as Reef, Plott, and Jordan all sit down. Bryce Dawson had 6. Jacoby Hill had 5 in that first quarter for the Devils. Tigers had 4 on the board. Nobody scored more than 3. In the corner now. Fake the 3. Dribble baseline. Throws it out. Nobody home. And the Tigers can push. Trendon Maynard has the basketball. Whips it to the corner. Lindsey for 3. And in and out. And Antoine Daniels is there for the board. The bucket. No. He couldn't get it to go. But he gets to the free throw line. Good effort by 1 and White. A wide open 3 from Carl Lindsey. That's what you're looking for if you're Auburn High. But that puts Antoine Daniels at the free throw line. A young man who's 1 for 2 so far tonight. But Antoine on the season shoots 82%. Antoine wearing a bright pink sneakers tonight to match the Auburn across the chest and the numbers on front and back. And he knocks down the first as Carl Lindsey will sit down. Joseph Hightower is back in the ballgame. Lots of energy off the bench for Joseph Hightower at 5'11". Averaged 2 points a game a year ago, and Daniels misses another free throw. Just 1 for 2 again for Antoine Daniels. 2 for 4, a place that he is so effective. He hit 7 of 8 the other night on the road at Opelika to close out the win on the road. Just 2 for 4 so far. Lots of pressure on the basketball. Joseph Hightower gets on top of it in the lane for Central. Throws it out. Tipped by Central. Should be Auburn ball. They didn't see it. It was a 50-50 play as Central tried to bounce pass to the low block, and Hightower just won't go anywhere. A pest on defense is 3 and White. And it leads to an inbound for Central. They find it to Jacoby Hill. Left block guarded by Antoine. Find away. 3. Won't go. Near rebound by Central. Won't go. And here come the Tigers. It's oh, my goodness. It's Trendon Maynard. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. He's okay. He went up on a 2-on-1 with him and Antoine. He tried to slam it home. And I'm sorry I couldn't call the game. He went down awkwardly and actually saved himself. He was spun 180 in the air and somehow caught himself on the floor. Oh, my goodness. Everybody's okay. Trendon Maynard trying to go for the highlight reel. Instead, he steps up to the line for 2 free throws. And he knocks down the first. I fully expected that to be an alley-oop to Antoine Daniels. Every time those two have a 2-on-1, it's an alley-oop to number 1. Instead, Trendon went for the highlight reel. And I'm just glad he's okay. If you could have seen the way he fell, it's like somebody pushed him off the dock into the swimming pool. And instead, he steps up and knocks down 2 free throws. Tigers trail by 7. 6:40 in the first half. in the semicircle now. It is Williams. He'll turn, get to the basket, throws a shot off the side of the backboard, and Tamari Allen pulls it down. Maynard will slowly walk it across the 10-second line with 6:25 in the second quarter, 19-12 is Central's lead over your Auburn High Tigers. It's into the hands of Tyler Dixon. He's got it in the semicircle and gets to the top. Now he goes to the left-hand side. As Maynard tries to go up for three, can't get it to go, but Antoine Daniels right there to clean up the miss and puts it back midair. Tigers back within five, and now it's seven, thanks to a transition pull-up shot from Des Williams, who sticks it. Back and forth we go, 21-14. Antoine, turnaround in the lane, no. And pulled down by Jacoby Hill. He surges ahead into the lane, kick to the corner, three for Central. And no, long board pulled down by Hightower. Tigers have numbers if they want it. Tamari Allen goes up and blocked. It was blocked by Bryce Dawson and back into the hands of Tyler Dixon. Nope, no fouls. We play on. Corner three for Antoine. Yes! The scramble drill, three goes down for Antoine Daniels, and the Tigers are back within four, 21-17, 5:22 to play. Central gets into the lane, and they throw it out to Jacoby Hill. He's right-hand dominant, and Tabari Allen's forcing him left-hand, almost standing on his right foot, and he passes it away. 21-17, behind the back dribble in the lane, throws it to the corner. It's Williams, gets to the baseline, cut out now, straightaway three, bang. Jaden's forward, knocks it down, he's got five, and Central just has an answer every time this Auburn High team goes on a little bit of a run. Central has a response. Antoine has it in the near corner, dribbles baseline, gets tripped up, finds the cutting to Tabari Allen. A perfect two-man game from 1-12, and Allen gets his second bucket of the game. Tigers back within five, 24-19, Jacoby Hill, wild layup won't fall, and Antoine Daniels pulls it down. Pierce Tyler Dixon may have gotten smacked. Maynard thought about the three, won't do it, and now it's Tabari Allen. Picks it up, goes for a cutting Hightower. Corner three for Maynard, doesn't shoot it, gets into the lane, no man's land, and back out to Tabari Allen now. Between the legs dribble, kick to the corner. Hightower wasn't ready for it, and the Tigers will reset. Tabari Allen off the right side, goes left hand, goes with the finger roll, and finishes at the rim. Tabari Allen, Central fans want a foul. They say play on, and the Tigers are back within three. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Red Devils moving right to left as we look at it. It's Jacoby Hill. Had five in the first. He's scoreless so far in the second quarter. Devils working around the perimeter. They find it to Ford on the right-hand side. He's guarded by Trendon Maynard. Kick to the corner for Williams. No shot. 3:45 to play. Back in the hands of Jacoby Hill. Here on the near side volleyball line, he's guarded all the way to half court by Antoine Daniels. It's 6-6 on 6-6. And Joseph Hightower nearly picks the pocket of Hill. Now throws it into the lane and blocked by Tabari Allen. And a jump ball is forced. Good play by Tabari Allen, who went straight up with Bryce Dawson, and the possession arrow goes in favor of the Tigers. That's a perfect defensive play. That's how you teach it. If you are Tabari Allen, who went vertical, tried to touch the rafters, and forced a jump ball, Tigers have it down to one possession, can tie it up or get it within one. Antoine behind the back dribble on the baseline, spins in the lane, picked up the pivot foot, didn't matter, couldn't get the layup to go. Got away with a travel, I think. Then Antoine Daniels, and now it is Central and Ford who look to push. Ford off the left-hand side, Jacoby Hill pulls up in the eyes of Antoine Daniels and knocks it down. Jacoby Hill is a shot taker, and my goodness, is he a shot maker. 27-21 is Central's lead with 2:52 in the second corner. Maynard now moving left to right on your radio dial. It is Maynard, picks up his dribble, cross-court pass to Dixon, picks it up in the left-hand corner. Tigers trying to reset offensively with 2:40 to play. Antoine, top of the point, step back, thought about it, and yep, that's a double dribble on Antoine. He tried to step back, crossover, and accelerate into the lane. And picked it up in the process. Timeout is called by head coach Chris Brandt. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 30-second timeout. We're going to leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 2:36 to play in the second quarter. Central leads Auburn 27-21. Tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week like I do, or you can visit them for brunch on Sunday mornings as well. Check out the variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. 27-21 is Central's lead over Auburn High. Stick around. We're going to have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll sit down with head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High girls team, talk about their big win over Central and claiming the area over the Red Devils. Tell you a little bit more about this game, give you some stats and what to look forward to in the second half. All that coming up at the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. 2.5 minutes to play. Second quarter. It is Central in the half court now. They've got it on the right side in front of the Auburn High bench. Guarded by Hightower. Dumped down to Jacoby Hill. Tyler Dixon, the main defender on him. It's been 14-1 all night long. Step back three. Short and pulled down by Maynard. Anytime that kid misses is a blessing right now for Auburn. And now it's Maynard. Along with Allen, Dixon, Hightower, and Daniels, the five starters are on the floor for head coach Chris Brandt with 2:09 to play in the second quarter. Hightower off the left-hand side, brings it back over to the near side for Trendon Maynard. No pressure, no rush for Auburn so far. Maynard gets into the lane, gets it up into the back of the rim. Looks like Maynard may have gotten hit on his way up. There's no call. And they say it's out of bounds off of Auburn High. I think. Yeah, they do. They said it's out on Auburn High. And then they changed the call. Okay. Had a couple of those so far in this ball game. Had a big one in the girls game. I think I let my feelings known about Carl Lindsay to inbound off the stack play for Auburn. Left side baseline underneath. Throws a deep pass to Trendon Maynard just near half court. And Maynard will direct traffic at the point. He gets the screen from Tabari Allen. 1:45 in the second quarter. Maynard, hand off to Dixon. Between the legs, dribble at the point. Picked it up. Now back to Maynard. Goes down to Tabari Allen. Low block. He spins in the lane. Picks to the corner. And Daniels thought about the three. Can't get the airspace. Takes a tougher shot and makes it. And the foul. Tabari gets it to Antoine, who takes it from 18. Falling away. Defender in his face. And absolutely sticks it. Antoine's got 8 in the corner and can make it 9 on the end. One opportunity. It's been the Antoine Daniels show here so far tonight. Tabari Allen will sub out. Tyler Dixon will sub out. Oh, Joseph Hightower does sub out. I was correct, as Trey Ross is in for the first time tonight. Cash Reef and Carl Lindsay back in. And Daniels, the 82% free throw shooter, converts on the end one. 27-24. Auburn scratching, clawing, fighting their way back in this ballgame. They were down as much as 10 in this second quarter. They've got it within 3 with 1:20 to play. In the far corner, guarded by Carl Lindsay, as the Devils have to work it all the way around the perimeter. Jacoby Hill is on the floor. He's inside the lane, guarded by Antoine Daniels. Dribble drive with the left hand, layup left short. He went up against two Tigers. It was Daniels and Cash Reeve who forced the miss from Jaden's Ford. Daniels gets across to half court. Now it's Trey Ross, kick to the corner. Lindsay three, no, in and out. Oh, my goodness, two open looks for Lindsay. Hasn't knocked one down yet. He will. It's Jacoby Hill now who pressures the lane. On to Antoine, spins, kicks for a three, left wing, in and out again for Central, and Daniels is able to clear. 40 seconds to play in the first half. Daniels will slowly walk it across the Auburn High A at midcourt. Tigers have plenty of time to run a play with 30. They trail 27-24, second quarter counting down. And Antoine's going to stand on the near side right in front of us at the volleyball line and waste as much time as possible as Ford now steps in, forces in the dribble on the five-second call. Approaching 15 seconds to play in the second quarter, it's Maynard on the far side of the floor. Hands off for Lindsay. Had thought about the three, didn't take it. Not a lot of movement so far for Auburn. It's touched all sides of the floor. Maynard with 5. Maynard to the lane with 4. The floater with 3. Won't go. Pulled down by Reef at the buzzer! Cash Reef gets it to go in the lane. Off the offensive rebound, his first bucket of the game, and it cuts the deficit to 1. Central leads Auburn 27-26, but all the momentum is with the Tigers. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the orthopedic... Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Tigers trail the Red Devils of Central Phoenix City 27-26. A lead that was as many as 10, and this is the smallest it's been since that point. It's been all Auburn in that second quarter, and just trailing by one seems like a pretty good spot to be in with two quarters to play here at Auburn High. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. We'll talk more about the boys' game coming up in just a little bit, but we sit down as we do every single time during the boys' halftime show with the head coach of the Auburn High School Girls, head Coach Courtney Pritchett. Coach, congratulations on the win, my man. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Go Tigers. It was an ugly one, but yeah, we got through it.
Hey, a win's a win, right,
yeah,
Coach?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Especially against that team in the area, a team you've now beaten twice. You win 47-38. You get that done, and now you secure the area, and you did it right here on your home floor.
Yes, I think they found some of our weak points offensively, and they guarded us a little different, and they throw it. You know, a little bit of a different zone, and it's a matchup zone, things on us. And so it just kind of frustrated us to get going. We started fine. You know, Daly Osterbrook came out and knocked down about three threes. And
huge performance.
Gave us a good start. And then we just kind of hit like a little bit of a sinkhole. We've got to have great games out of our starters. So we've got to have good games from Brooke Hallman. We've got to have good games from Braylee. And I think they kind of struggled a little bit to get going tonight.
Braylee ended up with 14, had a really, really good second half, including 8 in the fourth quarter alone. We talked to her very briefly before the boys' game got started. She said, you guys were focused on defense tonight. That was the main focus, was it? Play them hard on defense. Yeah. Do you think they did a good job?
Yeah, well, I think we preached all week so much how we wanted to be better defensively, and we've been talking about that, and I think we've kind of neglected our offense. So you know, part of that may be, you know, me and our focus during the actual practice days. So, yeah, we've been focused completely all week on defense and how to be better defensively, and I think it kind of hurt us offensively tonight.
An off game for 23 for Brooke Hallman, just the four. Lowest points total I've seen her score so far this year, maybe in total in the games that she's fully participated in as a starter. How does she overcome that? How do you guys overcome that from one of your best players?
You know, we talked about it during the game. There were times when I tried to play in different ways. Like, I was very encouraging. There were times when I tried to really get on her and call out a challenger. And so, you know, she just had a bad game, and that happens. I mean, she's a great player. Like, I told her, you know, in the back, like, you're a great player. That game is not a definition of how you can play the game. And so, you know, she understands that, and she is not a kid that game is going to bother her. I mean, she's going to come back and have a great – she's one of those kids where if you're in the next team we play, you better watch out because she's, you know, she's going to score 30. So I'm not worried about her at all. She's going to be fine in these games.
The rest of the season, you've got right now Smith Station coming up on Tuesday, weather pending, right? There's so much coming on. Yeah. Who knows what happens next week with all of that. But Smith Station on the schedule, Opelika right here. You've got the area secured, so how do you get this team ready to go and playing in those games? Because they are still important.
Yeah, well, they don't know we have the area secured. So I gave them a scenario as to where we could lose two games. Smith Station could win two games, and you know, some kind of way we end up not there. So they believe in their head that we're probably not there yet, and so they understand how important this game Tuesday is. And, you know, and when we got back from Florida, when we left Panama City on the bus, you know, I told them, you know, we're not going to lose another game for the rest of the season. And so, you know, I think they believe that. You know, I think they bought into that, and, you know, we talked about the scenarios and how it would play out, and it's about nine games to get us to a state championship. And, you know, one of the things that I preach to them is that, you know, if you guys do your job for nine games, I will make sure that Auburn will forever remember this basketball team. And I think they're kind of motivated.
Auburn High takes down Central in the varsity girls game 47-38. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Head Coach Courtney Pridgett joining me. Want to talk about this game when we come back, the boys game we got going on right now.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
I'll hang around a little bit and come back for the first quarter of the boys. I mean, the third quarter of the boys.
I love it. Auburn is trailing Central 27-26 at the half. We'll talk about that with Head Coach Courtney Pridgett of the Auburn High girls, and we'll get you set for the second half. All that right here on the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Come in and get it out of your system, the Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricings. With brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more, there really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Just got done talking to Auburn High's head basketball coach for the varsity girls, Courtney Pritchett, after the girls take down Central Phoenix City right here on our home floor. They moved to 2-0 over that Central team this season and are 4-0 in area play. But we got a good one going on right now between the boys of Auburn and Central. Let's give you some of the scoring totals from that first half. We'll start with the visiting Red Devils. It was Jacoby Hill who had 30 the first time out against Auburn. He's been held to 8, if that makes any sense. He has 8. Bryce Dawson has 6. And then Jaden's 4 and has 5, and a couple of Red Devils have 4 apiece. It's Dez Williams and Jonah Jones who both have 4 apiece. Just the starters who have scored so far for Central tonight. And for your Auburn High Tigers, the leading scorer, no shock here, it's Antoine Daniels. He had 3 in the first quarter, had 9 in that second quarter. Make that 12 for Antoine, who wears number 1 in white. Also for Auburn High School, Tavari Allen had 6, and Trendon Maynard had 4. Joseph Hightower had 2, and Cash Reef with the putback bucket at the buzzer to bring it back within one, and that's where we stand right now. Auburn trails Central 27-26, second half coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS Basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Just about ready to start the second half between Auburn and Central. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Central will start with the basketball. They've got a one-point lead. Moving left to right on your radio dial, wearing their road blacks with the Central red across the chest. Red numbers on front and back. The shredded red trim down the side. Auburn High School in the home whites. They've got Auburn and the numbers written in pink on front and back with the blue Auburn High A on the white shorts underneath. Central nearly turned it over. It was poked away by Joseph Hightower, and that's how the second half will start here in the third quarter. 7:38. We're less than 30 seconds in. It is Jaden Ford who dumps it down low and went for the dunk, readjusted in the air. Did Jonah Jones, who had four in that first half. He gets the scoring started here in the second half. ...29-26, Auburn with their first offensive possession of the third quarter. It's Trendon Maynard off the left side. He'll dump it down low to Tabari Allen. Cuts through the lane, had it stolen. Had it stolen by Des Williams, who goes around Trendon Maynard, who knocked it away. Hightower knocked it away, and Williams goes through both of them, and it doesn't matter. That's a strong take by three in black right there, and Central is up by five. Back-to-back buckets for the Red Devils to start the third quarter. Daniels between the leg, dribble, and pulls up for three and throws the three to the sky. Antoine Daniels gets the Tigers rolling in the third quarter, back within two. Dribble drive on Maynard, who gets cut off. Now it's on the backside. For Central, had it poked away into the backcourt, chased down by Bryce Dawson. Good effort by Tyler Dixon, who couldn't get there. It's 5-on-4 for Central. Leads to a three, in and out. The rebound pulled down. The putback was blocked by Antoine Daniels. The putback from Jonah Jones was swatted away by one in white, and here come the Tigers. Daniels, right-hand dribble, hands to Tyler Dixon, works his way to the basket, gets it to go, and the foul. Tyler Dixon, aggressive with the basketball, and he's got a chance at one more, and the Tigers are rolling here in the third quarter. How about Tyler Dixon? A great take by him. Doesn't do it often. We've been asking for it all season long, and he got it to go right there. The Tigers have a chance to take the lead. 31 all. Dixon can't give the Tigers the lead. It rolls in and out. 6:10 to play. We're knotted at 31. Jacoby Hill pushed off, got away with it. Kick to the near corner. That's a three for Central. In and out. Rolls around the rim, and the Tigers pull it down. Here comes Trendon Maynard now. He'll slowly walk it across the floor on the far side. Crossover three. Can't bank it home. Poked out of bounds, and Auburn says it's their ball. It is not. Officials will disagree and say it is Central basketball. A deficit that was 10. At one point in the first half, Auburn has come all the way back to tie it up at 31 apiece. Off the left side of the floor, it's Jaden Sforn in front of his own bench. Goes around Tyler Dixon, works his way to the bucket, and gets it in for two. A finger roll finish for number five in black puts the Red Devils back in front by two. Reminder, the first time these two teams played, it was a 12-point win for Central at Central. Allen, step back three, short, pulled down by Daniels underneath. Looks to go back up with it, no airspace, gets all the way around, and a travel is called. Said he moved his pivot foot, looked pretty clean to me. Tried to go from one side of the rim to the other, and the underneath official calls a travel on one in white. The lead is two for Central, who, if they win tonight, they will secure the area here on the road over Auburn. If the Tigers can pull out and pull it out and get the win, the area is still up for grabs. An eventual coin flip could be forced if both teams were to win out after that. Straightaway three, Dawson too strong, and Dixon pulls down the board. Ahead for Hightower. Tigers have numbers if they want it. Hightower off the left side, and everybody's able to get back. We're back to 5-on-5 basketball. 33-31, Central's lead over Auburn, 4:40 to play in the third quarter. Dixon off the right side, free throw line extended, gets to the left hand, to the lane. The finger roll won't go, gets his own board, goes back up with it, and was fouled. I love the take by Tyler Dixon. He goes from the right side of the floor, uses that left hand to penetrate to the free throw line, and has worked his way back to the charity stripe. I love his shoes, man. He's got the green sneaker on once on the left foot, and the orange sneaker on the right foot, the Nikes for Tyler Dixon. And can't bank home the first. Got to make free throws in a game like this if you're Auburn. And Tyler Dixon, just a 61% free throw shooter on the year for Auburn. As Hightower and Tamari Allen will sit down, Hampton Jordan and Peyton Plott will sub in for the Tigers, a senior in Plott and a sophomore in Hampton Jordan. Second free throw, no good. 0-for-3 for Tyler Dixon at the free throw line. Got to shake it off if you're 14 and white. 33-31, Auburn trails Central. The Red Devils have the basketball on the far side of the floor. It's Jacoby Hill. Hampton Jordan gets off his feet. The alley-oop on the baseline is there. Jonah Jones catches the lob from Jacoby Hill after he got Hampton Jordan on an easy pump fake. And the Red Devils have connected twice on that one now. Trendon Maynard hands off to Peyton Plott. He's got it straight away with four to play. Gets to the left hand. Hand off to Tyler Dixon. The left hand dominant. Goes to the right. And now it's Trendon Maynard off the right side. On the free throw line extended. Has it straight away. Tried to jump pass it into Hampton Jordan. No. And then Trendon Maynard's going to pick up a weak transition foul, as he was trying to stop the basketball and Jacoby Hill from advancing. Can't remember exactly how many fouls that is on Trendon Maynard. I believe it's two. Just the first foul on Auburn in this third quarter. 3:45 in the corner. Central's lead is back up to four. Hill off the left side, guarded by Dixon. Swings it over. Back in the hands of Hill. He rises up, and the reverse finger roll is good from the left side of the basket. Gets it to go with the right hand. That's a smooth finish from Jacoby Hill. A reason he's getting D1 looks. His first bucket in the second half. He's up to 10. Auburn tied it at 31. They've given up six straight to Central since. 3:15 to play. Daniels penetrates the lane, and he lost it. Here come the Devils now. It's 2-on-2, and he lost it. He lost it in transition. Good pressure by Tyler Dixon, and Bryce Dawson turns it over. Good play by Dixon to get back. It was 2-on-2, and the Tigers win that battle. Tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. Peyton Plott, crossover dribble to the free throw line. Finds it for Antoine Daniels, the wraparound pass, and Daniels was left wide open. He's got five in the third quarter alone. To the lane, the floater is good. That was pure. My goodness, Jadis Ford just went from one side of the floor to the other, length of the floor, if you will, and floated it over a couple of Auburn High defenders. Tamari Allen goes up, and Daniels can't slam it home. He was on the baseline and was there, and the layup attempt on the other end is there for Jaden Ford. He's got six. Timeout called. Auburn High had an open dunk. Instead, it leads to a layup on the other end. 41-33, Central leads Auburn with 2:28 to play. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South Collins Street. 41-33, Central leads. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. Go Tigers!
If you walked into Auburn High School Gymnasium right now and had to find an empty seat in the bleachers, you'd be looking for quite a while. There are very few. You got to squeeze in with some people that you just don't know. As Auburn High fans and Central fans have all showed up tonight, including the Auburn High student section. Give them a ton of credit, too. Back here to my left, all on their feet and have packed themselves into that far corner of the gym. There's a great atmosphere for Friday night high school basketball in 7A, the highest classification here in the state of Alabama, in Area 4 play, where the Auburn High Tigers 2-1 in the area, Central 4-0. Tigers trying to avoid allowing Central to win the area here tonight. Dump down for Tapari Allen. Good feed from Joseph Hightower as 12 lays it in. Now in the half court, it's Jacoby Hill. He's guarded by Antoine Daniels. They'll pass it back out for Jaden Sporn, who will reset the offense. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Hill will bounce pass to the far side. He'll get it to the hands of Des Williams. They work it around. Now it's in the hands of Jacoby Hill. Free throw line extended on the right-hand side. Cross-court pass to the corner. Step back, thought about the three right there. Now it's Trendon Maynard, who guards the ball handler, Jaden Sporn, who backs it back out. Good defense by the Tigers with 1:40 to play in the third quarter. Nothing doing in the lane. Spin move on Hightower. Floats it up from 4 feet. Won't go. Good deep by Hightower. Tigers look to run. They've got it now. It's Trendon Maynard who smartly lays it in with the right hand. Had a 2-on-0. Could have gotten fancy and decided not to do it. And how about that? Central responds immediately. Bryce Dawson on the alley-oop lay-in. Tigers were lazy getting back on defense. And just like that, it's still a 43-37 lead. It's 7 for the Red Devils. 6. Apologies. 1:10 to play in the third quarter. 43-37 is Central's lead over Auburn. Hightower to the left hand, stopped on the outside of the painted area. Now it's Daniels who gets to the left hand, then lays it in with the right hand. Daniels penetrates with the left and finishes with the right. He's got 7 in the corner. A 3 for Central. No, won't fall. 3 Tigers touch it and save it from going out of bounds. 45 seconds counting down in the third quarter. Daniel steps into a 3, can't make it go, and Peyton Plott's there for the board. Tigers don't need to push it. Here they go, they do anyway. Peyton Plott gets to the lane, can't get the bucket, but he was whacked on the layup. He's got a chance at 2 at the free throw line. 43-39 is Central's lead over Auburn. The Tigers have been fighting from behind the entire game. They tied it up at 31 earlier in the quarter and have been trailing ever since. Plott, first free throw was good. His first point for 5 and White. The football star, one of the fastest kids I've ever seen. Peyton Plott shoots about 74% from the free throw line. As Trendon Maynard, Tamari Allen, Antoine Daniels will all sit. Brings in Tyler Dixon, Cash Reef, and Trey Ross. To the ball game, Plott goes 2 for 2. And Peyton Plott will sub out Carl Lindsey. Is in. I think it's time for Carl Lindsey to get hot and knock down a 3 or 2. We could use it. He's had a couple of good looks. He's 0 for tonight. Would love to see the Tigers do it. And the air ball chance begin for Jaden Sporn. Auburn High students, now they're getting involved back there. Maybe they heard me call them out on the radio. 25 seconds to play in the third quarter. It is Ford here on the near side. A heavy pressure by Joseph Hightower. 20 seconds to play. Central's going to try and hold for the final shot of the quarter. They lead by 2. Off the right side, now it's Ford. He's cut off by Hightower. Crossover lost him, and Hightower's able to recover. On the right wing, Hightower's on him with 7. Into the high elbow for Hill with 5. Gets into the lane with 3. Lost it, throws it up and fouled. A hectic play, Jacoby Hill making something out of negative. And he'll earn his way to the line with 1:09 to play. Auburn High fans are wanting to flop. Central fans are in agreement on the call. And a chance to pad that lead before the start of the fourth quarter. First free throw for Hill. Good. ...44-41 is Auburn's deficit against Central with 1:09 to play in the third quarter. If he makes it, and he did, it hit the rim about 4 times, but he did in fact hit it. So the Tigers have the length of the floor to go, right to left on your radio dial. They trail by four. Third quarter, so we still have 8 minutes to play after this. Dixon to inbound, trying to get somebody on the move. Can't do it. It's Hightower. Holds, throws a home run pass. Nobody home, and we head to the fourth quarter. 45-41, Central leads Auburn. The last 8 minutes coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
We've played three. We've got one to go between Auburn and Central. 45-41 is the score. On top are the Red Devils of your Tigers. And what is to be an exciting fourth quarter. Maynard has it on the right side in the half court for Auburn. Tamari Allen lost it in the lane. Here come the Red Devils now. They don't have numbers. A Euro step left to lay up short. And to clean it up right there is Tyjor Cooper. His first bucket of the game has seen limited action for the Red Devils. But he gets that one to go. Tamari Allen to respond. It won't go. He tried to shoot between three Red Devil defenders. And now Central is looking to push in the half court. Baseline spin move stolen. Stolen by Tamari Allen. Gets it to Lindsey. Ahead for Reef. Thinks about the three. Takes the three. Makes the three. 47-44. Cash Reef knocks down that one. Had two in the first half. He's now got more than that in one quarter alone. 47-44. We're just a minute into the fourth quarter. Now onto the semicircle is Williams. The alley-oop is there again. They have killed Auburn on that tonight. Jonah Jones, again, another alley-oop. That's his third dunk of the night. 49-44, Central leads with 6:40 to play in the fourth quarter. Tigers need a couple of stops and need a couple of buckets down here as well. Into the semicircle. Now at the free throw line is Antoine Daniels. He spins to the low block, splints towards the basket, lays it in, and gets the end one opportunity. Antoine Daniels, he is having a night here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. A chance at one more for number one.
Foul number five. Game four.
49-46 is Central's lead. Antoine can cut it to two as Carl Lindsey will sit down. The five on the floor for the Tigers is Antoine Daniels at the free throw line. Tyler Dixon, Trendon Maynard, Tamari Allen, and Cash Reef are the four behind him. And Daniels converts. Two-point game with 6.5 to play in the fourth quarter. It is Williams. Works to the right-hand side. Gets into the lane. Now it's at the elbow for Central. It is Cooper who nearly turned it over. Now it's in a possession. It's an odd man situation and a near air ball on the three by Hill. And to clean it up right there is Tyjor Cooper again. He's got all four of his points on plays like that in this fourth quarter. And it's back up to a four-point lead for Central with six to play. Maynard, right side of the floor in front of his head coach, Chris Branch, gets the play call, spins to the semicircle. Cash Reef thought about the three. He's on the right-hand side. They dump it down to Tamari Allen, and Central read it the whole way. And Cash Reef steps in the way of the advancing Central Red Devil. It was Des Williams who barreled over Cash Reef. Believe they're going to get Reef on the call, and they do. So 51-47, Central student section has turned out as well. Here on the campus of Auburn High. are watching their team with a four-point lead right now with 5:45 to play. In the corner, it's Hill. He whips it out straight away. Three short and tipped out. Back to the shooter is Jones. Now into the hands of Williams. He lost it in the lane. Here comes Maynard. Tigers have a three-on-one. Central gets back. Hand off to Dixon. He's got it in the corner. Tries to go down low for Antoine. It's not there. Now he does. On the left-hand side, Daniels is guarded twice. Now it's one-on-one, bumps his way, spins to the bucket, no, but the putback is there by Tabari Allen, who gets it to go on the tip by Antoine Daniels to Tabari Allen, 51-49. Tigers back within two with 5:05 to play. Behind the back dribble on the right-hand side. It is Williams. He's guarded by Trendon Maynard. Swings it over to the top. Now they go down low for Hill, who pushed off the defender and got it to go. He put Hightower on the floor, and Hightower shaking up. Antoine may be shaking up as well. Jacoby Hill with the lay-in. His first bucket of the fourth quarter. Antoine shaking up. Hightower shaking up. And they put the points on the wrong team. It currently reads 51-0. Antoine Daniels is limping off the floor with his right foot in the air. Can't put any weight on it. It's now 53-49 with a timeout. Timeout called on the floor. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. 4:55 to play in the ball game, 53-49. Quick 30-second timeout, so we're going to leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Second half action of tonight's game is brought to you by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. A great crowd here tonight. Cannot compliment both fan bases enough for showing up here tonight. Both sides of the stands are full, and both elevated standing room only railings on both sides are full. They're standing on the ends as well, on the bleachers as well. Just all sorts of fans have turned out to watch two top 10 teams go at it. The Red Devils ranked number 2 and the Tigers ranked number 8. And it has so far been a top 10 game, 53-49. Auburn is trailing Central with 4:35 to play. Antoine is back in the game after appearing to hurt his foot, maybe ankle something. He is in the game. Maynard off the left side, step back three, can't find it off the back iron. Daniels skies for the board, goes up with a bunch of contact, and he is fouled and heads to the line. Couldn't convert, couldn't make the bucket, but he's got a chance at 2, does the 80-plus percent free throw shooter.
To the line for the Tigers, number 1, Daniels.
Antoine Daniels, the last time we played Central, had 24, and he rattles out a free throw right there. He had 24 the last time out against Central. Had just 10 the other night against Benjamin Russell, which led to a 43-40 win for Auburn. As Daniels knocks that one down, he's got 4 in the corner. Tigers are within a possession. Jacoby Hill will jog across the logo. He's got it now. At the top, he's guarded by Dixon. Fakes the handoff, turns the corner with the left. Cut off, got help from Maynard. Leads to a 3 straight away. Left side of the rim, no good. You'll let Bryce Dawson shoot. He's been cold since that first quarter. And the Tigers can cut it within 1 or tie it up right here. Tabari Allen, free throw line. Jumper is good. Tabari Allen pulls up from just inside the free throw line and sticks it, and the Tigers are within 1. Hill with the left hand, kicks to the corner. Central can't get a shot. They put it back out with 3:45 to play in the fourth quarter. It is Jaden Ford. He's guarded by Tyler Dixon. Nobody moving for the Red Devils. They get the play call from their head coach on the far side, and now they go. Off the right side, it's Dixon guarding. It is Ford with the ball. Dixon all over him. Sticks with him. Dixon still with him. Huge play. It leads to a corner three for the Devils, and they knock it down. Bryce Dawson, after I just said you can leave him open, he makes us pay, and that's a broadcaster's jinx right there. Tigers trail by 4 with 3:10 to play in the fourth quarter. Antoine tries to get to the basket. He does, throws it up and foul. No call. There's no call. We play on. Central throws it ahead, and Tabari Allen was there to tip it away. It is out of bounds off of Auburn. It'll be Red Devil basketball. Auburn's done such a good job tonight of not playing one-on-two, one-on-three type of offense. That's what that was right there by Antoine. It led to what was a block, could have been foul. And now Central has possession with 3 minutes and a 4-point lead moving right to left. excuse me, moving left to right on your radio dial. Hill to the elbow, guarded by the undersized Hightower. Looks for a call, doesn't get it. Hill drops it in. Hill had eight in the first. He's got, in the first half, that is, he's got seven in the second half. Auburn's limited him, but he's just so good, and so is Antoine Daniels, who rises up and fires inside the semicircle and gets nothing but nylon. Tigers back within four. 2.5 to play. Got to get a stop on this end. It is Ford, who surges ahead against Maynard. Can't get anywhere and kicks it out. Tigers trail 58-54. Auburn trailing Central. 2:20 to play. Area is on the line. The Red Devils can secure it on the road. The Tigers can keep it alive if they come out with a win. Now it's keep away for Central. They go back and forth. Tigers got to put pressure on the ball handlers. It is Ford now on the near side playing keep away with Williams to the far side. He's got it now and back to the top. Auburn's got to make a play. We're down to 2 minutes in the ballgame. Auburn still playing defense. They get it to Jacoby Hill. Spins on Daniels and blocked by Allen, who came over on the help. It is Trendon Maynard on the outlet pass. Was at his feet. He's able to secure it, and the Tigers slow it down. Hightower to the corner. Dixon has it now in the corner. Goes, tries to go down low. Not there. Still trying to feed it to Allen. Not there. Tigers reset. Now on the left side with 1:35 to play. Into the hands of Allen. Finds the backdoor cut. It's Daniels who had the layup. Will not count. It's a foul on the floor. As Auburn trails 58-54, 1:35 in the fourth quarter. 58-54, Tigers have to have a bucket. It'll be Maynard inbound left side baseline. Throws it into Jabari Allen and stolen. It was stolen by Jacoby Hill behind the back pass. And it's a transition dunk for Bryce Dawson. The lead is 6 for Central. Head coach Chris Brandt is livid right now with the official who's walking down the sideline. Antoine Daniels looks to respond with a 3. He can't find it. And Central has the possession. They've got the lead, and they've got the time. In the hands of Williams here on the near side and fouled by Tyler Dixon. A turnover on the inbound leads to a bucket. For Central, timeout called on the floor by head coach Chris Brandt. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 30-second timeout. We'll leave it right here. 60-54 is Central's lead. Looking to win this game. Looking to go 2-0 on the boys' side of things against Auburn this season. They could just about secure that area championship. On our home floor, they're dancing if they're wearing red and black in this gym right now. All right, here's the situation. 107 in the fourth quarter. Tigers trail 60-54. Got to have a bucket, a stop, several buckets, really. You slowed down Jacoby Hill this game. He had 30 the last time out. He's currently working on 15. This Central Red Devil team comes in on a 6-game winning streak, and how about this? They're 10-0 on the road this season. That's pretty good for a team that's trying to secure the area. It's Central basketball moving left to right on your radio dial. Following the foul, Hightower finally gets the foul call. He fouled him about 3 times before he actually got the call on the ball handler, Jaden Ford. Problem is, that's just the third foul on Auburn. You got to get 2 more before they're shooting free throws. Got to go for a steal on the inbound. It'll be on the left side of the sideline right here next to us. They can throw it into the backcourt. They throw it into the front court, into the hands of Jacoby Hill. Don't want to foul him if you can help it for Tyler Dixon guarding him. Crossover dribble right at the top. And it's still Jacoby Hill. And Auburn wasted a lot of time trying to figure out if they wanted to foul Jacoby Hill or not. And eventually they do. If you were going to do it, you needed to do that 10 seconds ago. And a lot of time bled off the clock. And again, you still need another foul if you're Auburn. That's just your fourth foul of the quarter. The clock reads 51.2 as Tabari Allen subs out. Timeout will be called. Timeouts here on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 60-54, Auburn Trail Central, 51.2. We have the conclusion for you after this on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area, and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96-3 W. Lee.
51.2 in the ballgame. Central's got the basketball. They inbound it to Jacoby Hill in the backcourt. They lead 60-54. Tigers have to foul, and they do, which will put Jacoby Hill at the free throw line. Both these teams come in on a pretty good winning streak. Central has six. Auburn has won three in a row. Their 2-1 area record for the Tigers, 4-0 for Central, and Hill misses the first. Subs will come in. Tabari Allen back in. Carl Lindsey, the three-point shooter, back in. Peyton Plott subs out. Tyler Dixon subs out. I'll give Tyler Dixon credit. I think he played a really good game tonight. I really do. I think he did his job on Jacoby Hill, who steps up and goes 1-for-2. Tigers need a bucket, needed in a hurry. Tabari Allen in the lane, goes up through two defenders and is fouled. That'll work. 39.8. A chance for Auburn to score with the clock stopped. Trailing by seven, can make it five. You're playing the long game now if you're Auburn. You make yours, and they miss theirs. That's the only way you can get back in this thing, and that's a bad way to start. Tabari Allen missed the first. Tabari Allen on the season is an 86% free throw shooter, the best one on the team. And he can't connect on the first. Takes his time on the second and knocks it down. 5 points for Tabari in this fourth quarter, as many Auburn High fans have headed for the exits. 6-point game, 39.8 to play. Central will be moving left to right off the inbound. Tigers full court press. Try to get into the hands of Williams, and a near steal. It was into the hands of Ford now, and now he dribbles through one, through two, through three, and eventually gets fouled, does Ford. A near steal for Tyler Dixon down in front of the bench of Auburn High. Tabari Allen will sub in. Carl Lindsey back in. They subbed out on the free throw. Jaden Ford had five in the first half, has six so far in the second half. Those were all in the third quarter. His first free throw, good. 62-55 with 32.5 to play in the fourth quarter. If this result holds, Auburn will watch Central celebrate an area championship, at least an area regular season championship, on their home floor. And that's the way to do it, as Ford goes 2-for-2. Daniels rolls it up the floor. He picks it up at half court. He's on the right side. Has it at the point. Bounce pass underneath. It was off of Tabari Allen, off of a Red Devil. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn High with 26 seconds on the clock. We trail by eight. Where do you go for offense? It'll be Carl Lindsey to inbound. Gets it to Antoine. Now up to Tabari Allen. Tigers need a shot. No time to waste. Lindsey lets it fly. No. And that's been the story of the night, all night for him. So Antoine Daniels gets the rebound, though. He's got it with 15, gets in the lane, and foul. Carl Lindsey has yet to make a bucket tonight. He's had some open looks. That one was contested. And Auburn just taking too much time on offense. Daniels will step up to the line. But Auburn has not helped themselves tonight at the charity stripe, where Central has. 63-55. Antoine Daniels, one of the best free throw shooters on the squad, makes the first. Lindsey out, and Dixon subs in. Peyton Plott appears to be stepping up to the scorer's table. And Daniels goes 2-for-2. Big shots from Antoine as Tabari Allen will sub out. I believe he's in foul trouble, so they're subbing him out every chance they get. And Ping brings Peyton Plott back in. 63-57. Central leads Auburn 13.7 to play. And a near steal attempt, and Antoine gets called on the foul. It's a smart play. If you're going to foul him, you may as well go for the steal while you do it. And we'll walk down to the other end of the floor. With 12.8 in the ball game. A game that Auburn just, again, had to fight back the entire way, trailed by as many as 10 in the first half. And they were able to come all the way back and tie it up at 31 early in the third quarter. Just less mistakes for this Central team. Jacoby Hill is the one that got fouled. He steps up and knocks down the first. He's a heck of a player, man. Heck of a player. His zero in black. And timeout called by head coach Chris Brandt. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network. We're brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn right now. You can visit them today on South College Street, 6457, 12.8 to play. Conclusion of the game after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Jacoby Hill steps up for the second free throw. As Central leads 64-57, their students are starting to celebrate as they've made the short trip to their biggest rival, Auburn High. Jacoby Hill rolls in the second. My goodness. 7 points for him in the fourth quarter. Auburn High has got an inbound going right to left. We trail 65-57 with just less than 13 seconds, and they foul Antoine Daniels. Okay. They foul Antoine on the advancement of the basketball. Not a smart play if you're Central. That's going to allow Auburn to score some points with the clock stopped. 65-57 with 11.6 to play in the ballgame. Stick around. We'll have a quick postgame show. If this result holds, probably won't get a player. We'll see if Coach Chris Brandt will join us. He typically does, as Antoine is able to knock down the first. Make it 65-59. Antoine has hit some big free throws. He's got 10 in this fourth quarter alone. Heck of a game for Antoine Daniels. That is 17 in the second half for number one and white, and Auburn fouls immediately. They're going to foul Bryce Dawson and put him at the free throw line. 17 for Antoine in the second half. Pair that with the 12 that he had in that first half. 29 for Antoine. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What a performance for Auburn High as Bryce Dawson steps up and knocks down the first. 66-59. Central trying to put the finishing touches on an area win and a regular season area championship, and that's the way to do it as Dawson goes 2 for 2. 7 points for Dawson in the corner. Antoine gets it across half court. Pulls up for three. Too strong. Hits the pole that holds the basket. And with 3 seconds to play, that's just going to about do it. Head coach Chris Brandt's going to call off the dogs. And Central is going to come on the road and take down Auburn 67-59. They go 2-0 against the Tigers this season. They move to 5-0 in area play. And the Red Devils of Central are area champs in 2024 and 2025. Still games to play. But they come in and get a big win here on the road inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. 67-59 final score. Auburn falls to Central. We'll talk about it coming up in the postgame show after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.